Audible Inc. presents At Your Service: How to Attract New Customers, Increase Sales, and Grow Your Business Using Simple Customer Service Techniques. Written by Frank Eliasson. Narrated by Nicholas Tikoski. Forward. I thought Frank Eliasson had a terrible job, handling complaints from customers for the largest company in a much disliked industry, Comcast. But he did wonders. He fixed customers' problems. He doused a bonfire set by a well-known grump. I'll let Frank tell you about ComcastMustDie.com. But, most amazing, with humor, directness, and credibility, he put a friendly human face on a cold corporation. He did it on Twitter. While many other companies were just discovering social media and using it mostly as a promotional platform for their institutional messages, Frank used his Twitter name, @ComcastCares, picked, I'd like to think, with just a dash of irony, to talk with customers, to listen first, and to build relationships. He lived and worked the precepts taught by that seminal work of internet culture, the Clue Train Manifesto, now a decade old, which decreed that markets are conversations. Conversations are held among people, not institutions, and we customers can hear the difference. Frank brought his company back from the brink of its own Dell hell. I should know. I'm the customer who unwittingly set loose a consumer firestorm on Dell when I complained on my blog. These were the ancient days before Twitter. About a lemony laptop. Dell, at first, ignored the complaints of bloggers. But, after a year, when Michael Dell returned to the company's helm, it dispatched technologists to fix grousing bloggers' complaints. It blogged with a human voice. It set up a service, IdeaStorm, to capture and implement customers' ideas. In social customer service, Dell leapt from worst to first, setting a model for many to follow, including Comcast. Frank has since moved on, from cable to banking. Or, some might say, from the frying pan to the fire. And customer service as a trade is also moving on with new tools introduced regularly to help companies track and respond to complaints, sentiment, and memes about them traveling through the net at broadband speeds. But this isn't a craft, and Frank's isn't a story of technology. It's a story of people. It's about returning to the days when people at companies knew customers by name, and customers could name people in companies.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?